G'day, Richard.
That will be the home of country, Fab FM. Hello, Paul, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Lovely to have you once again. We'll give everybody the website that you have and lots of good information on that. But let's get going with our first subject today, and that is iOS 14. Now, it's out now. What's that mean to you and me?
So that means you've got an iPhone or an iPad. There's a new operating system ready to go on there as well. Have you upgraded yet, Paul?
Yes, I have. It seems to be quite regular basis, doesn't it? It really gives me the poos sometimes because I kind of go, oh, not another iOS update, you know. How often is it actually?
Once a year.
Oh, no, it's not. No, it's it's a couple of times a year, three times a year.
No, no, we get incremental updates, so we've had iOS 13.
Well, the incremental give me the poos.
Yeah, well, we need the incrementals because it helps things work out there as well. iOS 14, I quite like it. I think it's better than iOS 13. If you haven't installed it yet, make sure you've got enough room on your device to install it. It is over 2 gigabytes in size. Lots of new features, including widgets on there as well, which Android had for a long time.
Widgets?
Well. We can install widgets now. So,
what is a widget?
A widget is it's like a giant app that goes on your phone. Right, so I've got a Google one that goes across the whole length of my phone, which has got Google Lens on it, if I can tap to talk, and then search. You can put weather apps on there. So you open it up, it's already got the weather forecast on there for you. So that basically is what Android users will go, but we've had that for years. Yes, you have out there, but it's just come to Apple now. So that's it. Couple of things very interesting, I think, in there, Paul, because in iOS 14, it really is about security and privacy as well. So when you install it, you might sometimes notice a green dot or an orange dot at the top of your screen. And you'll say, what are these? If it's an orange dot, it means that an app is using your microphone. And if it's a green dot, it means an app is using your camera. Now, you might go along and say, but I've got nothing should be using the microphone or the camera. Now what you can do is, Paul, you can track that app down and revoke access to the microphone or camera, which would give some of the conspiracy theory people a great deal of satisfaction because they think their phone is always listening to them. But some apps are listening to them, and Apple has gone along and taken action against those apps. So I think it's a really good idea, Paul.
It is, definitely. All of that sort of stuff is good so that we don't get hoodwinked.
Exactly, or spied on.
Even more importantly. Talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. And Richard, think before you post. Now, when we say post, we don't mean into a letterbox. We're talking about posting on the internet. What's this about?
I think before I post. Marion thinks before she posts things on about Fab FM and her personal life on there as well. So it's about going along and not posting personal things sometimes. Tony Abbott last week went and posted his boarding pass on his Facebook page. Somebody was able to get on there and actually decipher from it Tony Abbott's passport number and phone number. Just from his boarding pass. So, you know, it's about thinking about what you're about to go along and do. So let's say between you and I, mate, Tony Abbott was never that great on technology at all. So, yeah,
right.
Along with 99% of the government. So, you know, be careful about what you post. We get some parents who will post their kids' birth certificates online as well. Not a great idea because that could set them up for identity theft down the track. So have a bit of a think. And, you know, when the school holidays finish, Paul, you always see the kids go back to school, proud parents take a photo of the kids when they drop them off for the first day of school. And what do? They post it all over social media. So they give the names, the dresses, you know, the names, the schools, what they do and how old the kids are back going. I don't think it's a great idea, Paul. So think before you post certain things on social media.
Now, Richard, Telstra to stamp out government scam texts. What's this all about?
Under a new pilot program, Paul, what they're going to do is sometimes we'll get the legitimate ones from the government, which come from MyGov or Centrelink. But there are some scam ones floating around that people would have seen. So if you click on that link, and we're really to blame here for a bit of this, Paul, because SMS messages that come through with links, we click 98% of them. It's an incredible figure because we're all a bit, you know, we think, oh, it's an SMS, it must be legitimate. A lot of the times they're not. So Telstra are really cracking down on these. So there's some scam ones floating around, for, as I said before, Centrelink and MyGov. They're stopping these going through the Telstra network. Great, great idea for people. So they're being a bit proactive about it. But if you ever get an SMS and it wants your details or click here, it's a bank, it's your Apple ID, do not click that link at all in that SMS. Now, also, Telstra are doing, so they're blocking now 1 million scam calls a month, Paul, which is really good, and 20 million suspicious emails every day.
Mm.
So they're doing some really good things to try and help. We need the other telcos, though, to take that example and put it into their end of practice as well.
Mm. You were talking about clicking on links. I will only click on a link, and it's mainly because of your advice also in the past. If I don't recognise that text from somebody or if it looks a bit dodgy, and sometimes it's in capital letters, isn't it? And you,
yes.
And you go, well, this isn't right. Unless I know the person, you know, and I know they're, it's almost like a built-in sort of radar. You kind of know the ones you can click on and the ones you shouldn't be doing.
Yep. No, you're doing the right thing, Paul, and that's what we want from all our listeners out there.
Now, Richard, crap tech item of the week. Tell us about this one. Oh, and it is a watch, apparently.
It's a watch, a 4G smartwatch. For those out there that think, you know, I don't want to pay all that money to Apple for a very nice watch, why not buy this piece of crap on that's being advertised on Facebook at the moment? They say it's 50% off, $41.51. Why do we say 51 cents, Paul?
I don't know.
Now, remember I've said 50% off, haven't I?
Yes, but that doesn't sound like 50% off an Apple Watch, a genuine one.
No, this is the 40% off the Chinese knockoff watch. So $41.51, I said 50% off, but they say further down it's discounted from $240. They can't do maths either. Just thought I'd put that out there as well. So, you know, for those of us that don't want an Apple Watch, here is a watch that will surely fill rubbish bins around the world. They say you can have it with a camera or without a camera on your watch. Why do we have that choice? I don't know. They also say it's waterproof after a strict waterproof test. You put it under a tap. They say bathing and washing hands are easy. What's that got to do with it? It says the smartwatch has a nicer looking body, higher res display, which can be visible in direct sunlight. That's good because I want to see my watch when I'm outside. It says wear the smartwatch, they spelled it wrong, for men, women, has a low power display. The smartwatch has a true colour full touch screen, a gorgeous 1.54 inch screen. Not big, Paul, is it?
No.
Three faces, which are especially pretty. When I want to describe my watch faces, Paul, I want to describe them as especially pretty on there as well. They say you can select it for different scenarios, and they say smarter smartwatch for women, men as a gift. The copywriter of this should really be shot.
But yeah.
I'm going to knock this one out of the park now. They also say it also has a hand-up light screen. Now, if anybody out there can tell me what a hand-up light screen is, I will be stunned.
They've called it a smartwatch. Isn't that a copyright problem?
No, because you've got Android smartwatches. Okay. Apple is a smartwatch, so yes.
Okay.
And when did that ever bother certain companies around the world?
Yes. Well, you know how they used to say, it's all Greek to me?
Yes.
I've changed that to, it's all Chinese to me.
All Chinese to me. So yes, I'll give you a review. My smartwatch, my new Apple Watch actually just got off the plane last night in Sydney. So
oh,
yes,
and it's a blue one.
And it's a blue one, so yes.
See, I remembered.
You did.
No, I've got one of those watches, you know, made by Apple, and it's fantastic. Gives the old blood pressure. It really gives you all the information you want. Plus, it's always good. And you can have those different watch faces. I have the little jelly blubber, you know, the little jellyfish.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, we like that one. That's good.
The blue one. It's fantastic.
Yep. You've gone off Mickey Mouse.
Yes. Oh, well, you know who's got a Mickey Mouse? Our good friend Ralph Hadzik. He has a Mickey Mouse watch, which I bought him at Disneyland in Hong Kong.
Oh.
Mm. He was very excited.
Number one really likes that watch.
Oh, he was excited when I brought home the Mickey Mouse watch. He wears it all the time now because little Mickey's hands and all that go to the top and the bottom. And it's fantastic. Now, let's go off onto a tangent. this week have got something that's not around anymore, and it's something that I used when I was a kid. In fact, my father helped me make one, and that was a billy cart.
Oh, yes. You used to love the billy carts. There was nothing better than when you made a billy cart, and we were never exactly great mechanics at going around making billy carts, belt down literally an incline and have all the wheels come off and it flip over. No helmets, no nothing, Batman. You know, but we were a tougher race than they have now.
Yes. And of course, all of the things these days, they a lot of parents and schools and what have you and organisations put the kids in cotton wool.
They do. And to make a billy cart nowadays, Paul, you've got to have an orange safety vest to go along and do that.
That's right.
You've got to be the occupational health and safety bloke as
yes.
well.
And you also need to have your own public liability insurance.
Exactly right.
But they were fantastic. And I used to go into billy cart. They used to have billy cart competitions. And my father came up with the idea. I mean, it's obvious now. But at the time, we used to have the wheels came generally off a pram or something like that, right?
Yep.
But
yep.
Dad sort of said, if we put ball bearings, like we have ball bearing wheels, onto the billy cart, it's going to go faster, which it did. So I was the Daniel Ricciardo of my street.
With a smile to match.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
I love Daniel Ricciardo. I think he is going to be world champion one day.
Oh, so do I. He's great publicity for the sport. No, used to love billy carts. Mayhem ensued, and I'd like to apologise to all the people where I pinched off their wheels off their prams when I was earlier as a kid like that.
Oh,
and they come out of the pram and the wheels were gone.
Yeah, I know a lot of people would have come out and their pram was up on blocks.
On blocks, yeah.
Hey, what do you got?
I've got you the silent dog whistle.
Oh, yes, you'd blow the thing, but dogs would hear it, but it was such a high frequency that humans can't.
Dogs would hear it, teenagers would hear it, and that's about it.
Okay, I've got one in the studio. Here we go. It works.
It works, exactly right. There are people out there, there are dogs running around barking and everything like that
yes.
on that now. But you used to see the silent dog whistle advertised everywhere.
Yes, they don't advertise them now.
No, probably because they didn't work too well, so yeah.
But did they work? I mean, you couldn't really ask a dog.
No, you couldn't. You wondered whether the dog was responding to the hot air coming out your mouth at the time, which most dogs do. We've really got to say that. But no, it was supposed to be at a pitch that only dogs could hear, and I think some teenagers could hear at the time.
Mm.
If they had really good hearing. But we also grew up in a time, Paul, where we blew the drums out of our ears as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
But one thing is some of these things are missing now. Some of them are good that they're gone. But I think under the right conditions, if you took the right safety precautions, you could bring back the billy cart and have billy cart races organised. And do it in a safe manner.
Yes. Yeah, with hay bales and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know, you could go along and do all of that. But it was a different time that we grew up in, Paul. We grew up in a time without airbags or things like that. You know, if you went out in the car when you were a teenager, you always put the larger kid in the front.
Mm. That's right.
Because you didn't have an airbag.
Yes. We used to have airbags when I was growing up. They were called politicians.
Exactly right.
Thank you, mate. What's your website?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Catch you next week.
Thanks, Paul.